Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
When did your parents have to apologize for something totally boneheaded that you did as a kid? Or when did you have to make that apology on behalf of your child? 206-803-ROCK. Steve, we have someone on hold who did significant damage at their school as a child. Their parents had to apologize for that.
Went into a full-on rage.
We're going to talk to them in just a second. But first, Katie from Puyallup, when did you have to apologize for something your kid did?
Hola. So when we were living in Vegas, we took my son out to the cafe at Sam's Club, and we were sitting next to a heavyset lady who was sitting on a motor cart, and he pointed right at her, and he said, "Hey, you!" And then he made the motion with his finger at his stomach, and he was like, "I can tell that you're going to have a baby."
Oh, no.
And I was like, I was mortified. I've never scooped up my kids and hot dogs so fast in my life. I think I did it in one fell swoop. Man. I got out of there so fast.
So I take it she wasn't pregnant.
No, I don't believe so.
Well, it's a valuable lesson. That your kid learned at a very young age to never comment on whether or not somebody is pregnant.
Because oftentimes you're wrong.
Yeah, even if you know you're right. even if you were in the room when they consummated this child, you still don't want to do that.
206-803-ROCK. James from Kent, when did your parents have to apologize on your behalf?
Good morning. I was in elementary school. It was a long time ago, but this is back when computers were, you know, everyone didn't have computers back then. And I got in trouble in school and got sent to the principal's office. And I was so mad at the principal and the teachers that he had this little rickety bookcase that was in his office. And so I put both of my feet on the wall and grabbed this bookcase to knock it over, and it landed on his desk, hitting the monitor onto the floor, and it broke. And as soon as that happened, my mom walks into the principal's
office. Great timing, Mom.
There was just an earthquake. Yeah. You just missed it.
So how'd that end up for you?
Let's just say she tried a new belt.
Oh.
And it worked really well.
I wish I could be inside the mind of the principal. And also, today is National Principal Day, so this is a great story for that. I think it's hilarious. But imagine being the principal while all that's going on. You have this kid that's under 10 going into full-on rage mode.
What kind of trouble do you get into at that age for something like that?
There was a lot of whoopings. I didn't get to go outside. It was a different era back then.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't get to go outside. We didn't have internet or anything like that. So no Sega Genesis or Super Nintendo for a couple of weeks. I had to go back to the school and clean the hallways for about a month.
Wow.
And my mom would attend my classes just to make sure that I wasn't doing anything out of the ordinary.
So you got grounded, you got belted, you couldn't play Sonic the Hedgehog. After all is said and done, is it worth it, though? Probably not, right?
206-803-ROCK. Bob from Tacoma, when did you have to apologize on behalf of your kid?
Morning, gang. Well, when my daughter was about 3 years old, she was all excited about going to the theater and sitting in the seat by herself. And so we went to go see Jungle Book, and she sat in the seat, and unfortunately the seat folded up. And next thing I know, I looked over and she's looks like a pretzel in that seat. So I held the seat down with my knee, and halfway through the movie, all of a sudden she's like, "Dad, can I sit in your lap?" And I'm like, "Okay." So I put her in my lap, and she goes, "I don't feel." And before the words could come out of her mouth, she turned her head and projectile vomited all over the lady and her son next to us. And she got it on me and herself and everything. But the lady was really cool. She offered to take my daughter into the bathroom and get her all cleaned up and everything. So, yeah, the lady was so cool about it. But it looked like a scene from The Exorcist. It was almost scary.
It's like a 4D movie, but not the kind of 4D movie you want to be a part of.
I mean, it's bad when you get your puke on yourself.
Yeah.
Your own puke on yourself. It's a little worse when it's your kid's puke. But to have a complete stranger's vomit on you, like, no thanks.
And props to the lady. I don't know. I mean, you would hope that everybody could handle it because it's a kid. But, I mean, props to her for having that kind of patience. And then be willing to be like, hey, I'll help your kid clean it up.
Oh, my God. That makes me gag in my mouth a little bit just thinking about it.
Buy that lady a bucket of popcorn.
Absolutely. She deserves it. She earned it.
You want to do one more?
Let's do Sandra from Yelm. Sandra, tell us about the time you had to apologize on behalf of your kid.
I had to apologize on behalf of my kid, only to find out it was not even my kid who did it.
What happened?
We were living on post in Texas, and I got a knock on the door, opened it. It's a police officer with my son, and said, your son was caught destroying somebody's Christmas decorations. Took me over to that parent's yard. I apologized up and down. I paid for the stuff that was broken. And when I get home and I'm talking to my son, he's like, Mom, I didn't break it. Somebody else did that, and I was trying to fix it and put it back. So I apologized and paid and was humiliated in front of my neighbor with a police officer on military base, and my son had nothing to do with it.
It is impressive
just trying to be nice.
You had to apologize to every single person, including your own child. That's impressive, don't you think?
Go down the checklist.